Josie laughed. She had found her dream here in her own neighborhood. She remembered Grandma had told her that things would be better. Josie stood in line and waited her turn. She was so excited. When her turn came, she blurted out, "Ma'am, I live in the neighborhood, and so does my grandma. We both really want a garden, so can anybody have a garden here?" The woman at the table smiled and told Josie that, of course, she and her grandma could have a garden plot. All Josie had to do was put her autograph and address on the piece of paper in front of her. Josie wrote so quickly that she had to check to make sure she wrote the correct information. Josie did not want to make a mistake. Then Josie raced home to get her grandmother. When Grandma and Josie reached the garden, the smiling woman handed them a little yellow card that read, "Plot K-14. Grandma and Josie found their plot. Plot K-14 was just a bare patch of ground, but Grandma and Josie pictured hollyhocks and tomatoes and roses all in a blaze of beautiful colors. Grandma suddenly hugged Josie tightly. Grandma whispered, "Hold tight to your dreams and make them all come true." Josie promised she would, and the two began to create their dream garden. Feature Box. Historical Note. Thousands of white American families moved into the suburbs during the 1950s. Many homeowners refused to sell their home to African Americans, Hispanic Americans, or other minorities. Sometimes neighbors made covenants or agreements to keep minorities out of a neighborhood. The Civil Rights Act of 1968, often called the Open Housing Act, made the discrimination illegal. In the 1970s and 1980s, some families still had to go to court to get help buying the homes they wanted.